Welcome to the Chlorine King Podcast, where your host, Eric Taylor, will discuss tips for the do-it-yourselfer, answer listeners' questions, conduct product reviews, and host special guests from the pool industry. Grab your swimsuits and let's dive in.
Hey guys, Chlorine King here. Welcome back for another episode of the Chlorine King Podcast. I know it's been a minute. Well, actually a couple minutes since I put out an episode, and I apologize. There's been some things going on in the behind the scenes I haven't talked a lot about, you know, in my YouTube videos or posting about. You know, the most recent thing is my father had passed away, and that was a tough one to deal with because he was a very important person to me. You know, when someone close passes away, we all do it. We all reflect on what's important in life and all that fun stuff. And while I was doing that and reflecting, you know, getting content out wasn't one of my main priorities. You know, another thing, I would take my family out to dinner or lunch every Sunday. And it's just been tough not doing that and realizing I don't have that opportunity anymore with him. So it's been a rough go, but I'm recovering and doing well in all other regards. Another good thing that's been happening is one of my really, really good friends. He had a pool business out on the east coast of Florida. I kept telling him, hey man, get your butt here. Let's do this together. And so he actually moved his entire family over to my home until he was able to find a home of his own. And it was really cool spending time with his family, getting to know them better, and really just creating memories with them. So I really enjoyed that. But that, you know, social media at that point is a backseat to me because I was trying to help him and his business, and I'm really happy to report his business is doing great. One of my main goals this year is to teach more to you guys about financial responsibilities and how to really improve your finances, not only just making more money, because, you know, I want everybody to be wildly successful and wildly wealthy. But the thing that people don't get taught is what to do with the finances. You know, how to manage them properly. You know, this virus is actually should be a good wake-up call to the most of America, you know, because the majority of people are in debt, you know, just stacks of bills coming in. A lot of people, unfortunately, have been losing their jobs or at least furloughed. Fortunately for us, being an essential service, it hasn't really affected us much. The majority of America isn't seeing that. So this should be a good wake-up call for you guys. I want to help you guys fine-tune your finances this year and start really being prepared for anything that comes our way. So anyways, that's stuff for future episodes. This episode, I want to talk about how to market your business. There are ways to make your business grow even in these rough times. I've seen a increase in business even with the virus going on. So there's some things I want to help share with you and help get your business going the right way. But before we get into that, I want to talk about my sponsor, Riptide Vacuum Systems. They truly have the best vacuum system out there. I really love it. I've had them all. And they're actually releasing some cool products I've been demoing. And they're going to be just changing the game for the vacuum systems as if they haven't done enough already. So check out RiptideVac.com. Get your vacuum system and let them know I referred you. So before we get to the main topic for the evening, I'm going to answer a question as I always do for my listeners. I got a question from YouTube from Jeremiah Cable, and he asked me, what time of day should I be running my pump? I have a variable speed pump. Well, Jeremiah, the simple answer is you want to run it during the hottest times of the day for 10 or 12 hours during the summertime or 6 to 8 hours during the wintertime. The longer-winded answer is generally a good rule of thumb is for every 10 degrees it is hot outside, you want to run that pump for an hour. So if it's 90 degrees outside, 9 hours. Now, you want to run it during the hottest times of the day because the hot, stagnant, or non-circulating water is what causes algae to grow. Circulating the pool water actually helps protect the chlorine from the sun's rays. And so if you're not starting your pump until 2 or 3 in the afternoon, you have all that time during the hot times of the day where the sun is just eating that chlorine up and it's going to cause algae quicker. Now, I know some places like California say, hey, Eric, you know, I save money when I run my pump at night versus the daytime because it's not a peak time. Well, that's true, but I also feel like one or two green pools a year is going to offset any savings in your energy from running your pump at night versus daytime. So I always say run it during the hottest times of the day. Schedule like 9 to 7 is good, you know, for a single speed pump. You know, of course, pay attention to turnover and all that stuff. Now, the second part of your question was, I have a variable speed pump. Well, you generally want to run it longer because you're not saving any money if you're running it at full speed, right? So variable speed pumps, you know, generally run 12 to 16 to 18 hours. I run my pump 24 hours a day. You know, it's running at a trickle most of the day, but it's still circulating the pool, protecting the chlorine from the sun, and I'm saving massive amounts of energy because I'm not running my pump near full speed. So hopefully that answers your question, Jeremiah. And if you guys have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. I'm here for you guys always. So now we're moving on to the main topic tonight, marketing success. How can we make your business more marketable and attract more clients to your business? Well, there's a couple different ways we can do it. The first way is going to be organic or free ways, stuff that you can do for free that will help bring business to you. The other way is paid ways. What are some services you can pay for that will bring you more customers? We're going to talk about some things that may or may not work. They're generally low success rates, you know, ways of marketing. And then we're going to talk about some stuff to be cautious of throwing a bunch of money into because you're probably wasting your money. And then lastly, we're going to talk about what I do for my business in order to gain a market share that's been pretty successful for me. So the first thing is organic or free ways. The first thing you can do is make sure your website's mobile friendly. Google weighs a pretty large part of their ranking on, is your website mobile friendly? And the reason why is because everyone's on their phones and everyone's on their iPads. And if you're not mobile friendly, you're going to get dinged down versus someone who is mobile friendly. It's simple as that. Another way is to make sure your website has proper SEO. When I built all my websites, I probably have 5 or 6 at this point now for Chlorine King. I made sure that I did proper SEO when I was building those pages. That way, I have a better chance of being seen versus someone who probably doesn't have the proper SEO techniques done. And I'm not saying I'm an SEO mastermind, and I'm not saying that you need to dump a bunch of money into it. We'll get into that later. But if you have the basic principles of SEO and understand how it works and apply them to your website, you'll see a nice benefit and kickback from that for sure with the amount of business you bring in. Another thing you want to do is update your site frequently. You know, you want to add a blog, and I'm not saying you need to do this every single day because that would just take a lot of time, but you know, once every couple weeks, once a month, you know, add new material to your website that's relevant to your business. If you have a renovation company, you know, talk about different renovation materials or the processes or whatever. If you got a cleaning business, you know, talk about proper ways to clean the pool. Just write blogs that are relevant to your business and your website. And what happens is the Google spiders crawl your site or search your site, in other words. And if they see that you keep adding more content, they add relevancy to your ranking because you're trying to better the internet with your content. So that's a free way to, I mean, it's sweat equity time for doing it, but essentially update your site, you'll see greater returns. Get listed on several different sites like HomeAdvisor, Thumbtack, Angie's List, Yelp, Bing, stuff like that. Because you got to think, guys, every site that you're on is like a vote to Google saying, hey, I'm relevant. So if you only have 2 sites you're on versus 500 sites, guess who's going to get the higher ranking? The guy with 500 sites. So, you know, start creating listings and stuff like that, and that will help you guys get recognized above the competition. Another organic way or free way to do it is to make sure your reviews are good. I'm a huge fan of that. You know, if you have bad reviews, reach out to people and see if you can't fix it to see if they'll edit the reviews to make it more positive or, you know, a complete 5-star, because Google is going to rank your business, you know, well, off of your reviews. So if you have a bunch of good reviews, you're going to rank better. Plus, you know, have you ever been at a restaurant and be like, oh, I want to catch a movie after this, and then you go look up the reviews of the movies? Clients do the same thing for your pool business. So if you got bad reviews, if you're 3.0 or under, forget about it. They're going to find someone else that's got a higher ranking, because chances are they're going to have a better experience with those type of companies. So just make sure that you are monitoring your reviews and trying to get them fixed. Some paid ways that you can market your business and bring more business in. The number one way is through Google AdWords. This is a service that a lot of people use and have a lot of success with. And here's some facts about Google AdWords. 86% of the consumers use the internet to find local businesses, period. Because everyone's on the internet, everyone's on their phones, everyone's on their iPads, they're searching for new pool guys, new pest control people, and the list goes on and on and on. So if you can place ads in front of those people looking for your service, you're going to have a higher chance of getting people to use your service. And guess what, guys? For the search market share, for the engine that is used for searching and researching things, Google owns 71% of that. So for out of every 3 out of 4 people, 3 of them are using Google and the 4th one's using some other engine. So if you can place yourself on Google, you have a higher chance of being seen. Another cool thing with Google AdWords is you can target the specific people you want to have. So if you are that renovation company, you can target the people that are searching and keying in renovate my pool on Google, for instance. So that way you pop up versus someone else and you're not wasting time getting calls and having ad revenue go towards someone who's wanting a valve replaced or a new vacuum system put in. So you can really target the people you're looking for. And the fact is with Google, businesses make an average of $2 in revenue for every dollar spent on Google AdWords. So you're doubling your money. Now, I mean, that's not true in every instance, but that is an average amongst all the industries. So it's a pretty safe bet that you're going to get some more income coming in from your Google AdWords. I got a bunch of my friends and a bunch of my patrons that are using Google AdWords and having a lot of good success with it. So it's something I definitely feel comfortable recommending if you're going to put money into marketing your business. The next thing you can do is Facebook ads. The average conversion rate is 9.21%, which is actually pretty solid. If I could, you know, pay for an ad and put it in front of 10 people and land one person for an account or a repair, that's money well spent to me. So that is a good source to put your money into, because everyone's on Facebook too, except for my wife. She's not, but you know, there's very few people that don't have a Facebook account nowadays. And if you're going to put money in front of something that people spend a lot of time on, that's money well spent. And again, you can target specific people in your area for specific things like green pools and pump replacements and all that stuff. So that's two ways that I would spend money on trying to get business for my company personally if I were to do it. Now, things that may work, you could do direct mail, you know, like postcards and flyers and stuff like that, but they have a relatively low conversion rate, generally 0.5% to 2%. So I mean, postcard, like high quality postcards really aren't, you know, that cheap. So that's a lot of revenue or money that you're spending on that type of marketing source. And chances are, I mean, I get flyers all the time and I just throw that stuff away. I don't even look at it. Even if it's something I'm remotely interested in, I still don't even look at it, because guess what? I'm going to go to the internet and see what it's all about, or you know, what does the internet recommend versus a random flyer for a company I have no idea about. I'm going to use the internet to verify if they're a good company or not, just the way I do it. You could do swag giveaway. Now, this is really hard to measure as far as what a conversion rate is, but it's one of those things where, you know, they say to be successful at marketing, you need to put your brand in front of someone's face 3 different times. That's where swag could come in. You could, you know, create refrigerator magnets. You can, you know, give away pens. You can do bumper stickers, you know, shirts, what have you, and just keep getting your brand out there and be more recognized and, you know, ingrain that 3-time, you know, subconsciously to your clients. So that way when they're like, oh, I need a pool guy. Oh yeah, I got this shirt from this pool guy. Let me give him a call. It's, like I said, hard to measure as far as success rate, but it's just one of the tools to, as a whole, to be more successful at marketing. I have friends that do that and they say they can't really tell if it's working or not. So it's one of those things, you know, where it's use at your own risk. Now, some things that you need to be cautious of. SEO marketing. So this is something where, you know, you pay a company lots of money. You know, I have one friend who is paying $500 a month, and he's not really seeing a lot of success, and he's not really being able to monitor like what actually is coming from what. So it's one of those things where you can sink a lot of money into SEO and not really be sure what's going on. Whereas like Google AdWords, they give you graphs and charts, you know, click-through rates, all this jazz, as far as, you know, is it being successful or not. You know, the old industry I used to work in, I used to work in the at a jewelry store, and my position was all the internet stuff. And I would go round and round and round with the SEO people, you know, and they were basically like, they try to release liability from themselves and try to say, hey, we're doing everything we can. From what we can tell, oh, you're doing fantastic, but we can't tell you actually what that is. So it's just one of those things where you're playing that you know, cat and mouse game where you're just chasing each other around, not really sure what's going on, sinking a lot of money into it. And I also have friends who've had great success, according to them, as far as putting a lot of money in SEO. I just feel like the pool business in specific areas aren't saturated enough to warrant that kind of thing, because you're going for a specific market. You're not going, you're not like what I used to do, the jewelry store, being like a global type of market where you're competing with thousands and thousands and thousands of businesses. You're competing in a smaller area with maybe a couple hundred that aren't doing anything that I'm talking about right now. So if you do even remotely a portion of what I'm talking about, you're going to be way ahead of the game without having to dump a bunch of money into SEO. Another thing that I would be cautious of is paying for leads like, you know, Home Advisor, Angie's List, Thumbtack, stuff like that. You know, when I first started my business, I used Thumbtack for a little bit, and I still have several clients from when I used it. But I also noticed that I was starting, because with how Thumbtack works, you pay to send an estimate out to somebody. So you get an alert, hey, I'm looking to have my pool cleaned, you know, blah, blah, blah. And what I noticed was I was starting to get a several requests that were very similar, even with the same, like, similar name, but just changed differently. So I started to really question if the leads were legitimate or not. So I just stopped using it. And you're spending $2 to $3 a lead. You know, that could add up quickly if you're getting 10 leads a day, stuff like that. Now with Home Advisor, one reason I don't use them is because you pay for this lead. They send you this lead. Okay, hey, I got someone that wants their pool clean. Pay me $10 or whatever the number is. But I'm also sending it to three other people that they're paying $10 for too. And if you're on a job putting in a pump and you don't get to the lead quick enough, guess what? You paid for that lead, but someone else got it. And to me, that's just not very fair. You know, I mean, we're busy people, and you can't be by the phone 24/7 sending out leads to somebody and hope that no one else does the same, because guess what? It's going to a bunch of other people. The last thing I'd be cautious of is pay-to-clicks. You know, you can put ads up there where they click to your site and all that fun stuff, but it doesn't really have a large conversion rate, and I would just be cautious of it, because you're paying to get them to your site, and then if you don't sell them properly or anything like that, which is a whole nother can of worms, you're still paying for that. So, you know, I've heard of competitors, not necessarily in the pool business, but in like the jewelry store industry, you know, you'll have, you know, say a $500 a month budget. Well, some will go from the other, you know, a competitor, and just click on your ads over and over and over again, and then, you know, max out your account. And then guess what? You're not being ranked up there anymore. You're not being pushed in front of people because you met your cap, but it was just a competitor, you know, tapping you out prematurely. So those are some things that hopefully you've learned, how some organic ways, some paid ways to get some more business. Now, as far as what I do, I'm all organic. I don't pay for anything, really. I just stay on top of the organic ways that I've already gone over with you guys. I tried Thumbtack at one point. I've never tried Home Advisor. I do my own SEO. I've never paid for SEO and probably never will, because it's so wishy-washy. I've never sent postcards, even though I got a stack of 500 from years ago. I just never got around to mailing them. I haven't even used Google AdWords yet. You know, I think I might at some point when I want to grow like crazily high, but right now my organic stuff is kicking butt. I got lots of stuff coming in already now, so I just don't even feel the need to pay to get more because I'm already beyond maxed out and gonna have to hire someone else again. So hopefully you guys learned a little bit tonight about how to market yourself for success even in the tough times with the virus. And stay tuned for the next episode. We're going to go over probably some more financial stuff if we don't have a guest on. And stay tuned for more episodes and check me out on YouTube. And stay safe out there, guys. And I hope your businesses prosper and do very well. Take care and have a great evening.
That's all for tonight. And thanks for tuning in. Please send any comments or ideas, how-to and guest appearance requests, and product review suggestions to eric@chlorinekingpools.com. Remember, if life piddles in your pool of dreams, just add some chlorine and keep swimming. See you next time.